And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
After Superior Court Judge Robert Hobgood ruled recently that the private school voucher scheme created by the General Assembly was unconstitutional, voucher supporters responded that the judge had somehow trapped underprivileged children in failing schools. The claim, while offensive and disingenuous, is not new. And it's ironic the same people clamoring for vouchers refuse to adequately fund pre-K programs proven to help at-risk kids and after-school mentoring programs that prevent high school students from dropping out of school. They also routinely oppose programs that help lift people out of poverty, like the state earned income tax credit, or the expansion of Medicaid, or even raising the minimum wage. Judge Hobgood said in his ruling that the voucher scheme, quote, fails the children of North Carolina when they are sent with public taxpayer money to private schools that have no legal obligation to teach them anything. Such a scheme serves only private interests. Hobgood is right. The voucher program does serve only private and ideological interests. That's what it's all about, not helping low-income kids, no matter how many times they say otherwise. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.